Well, it was an Eagles playoff game we'd sure like to forget, but we're going to talk about it this morning. KYW's Dave Uram joining us from the newsroom. What happened, Dave? What happened?
Carol, Tom Brady's Buccaneers are simply in another league. The 31-15 final score doesn't really tell the story of how lopsided this was.
The difference in talent and experience is evident.
And you got to think about the difference in the coaching staffs as well.
Yep, Merrill Reese, Mike Quick on 94WIP. A common phrase that's been used over the past 24 hours is the Bucs outclassed Nick Sirianni's Eagles.
Anytime you're not, they score 17 points early on and the offense has 0 points. You're not putting your guys in position to play, position to make plays. So, you know, we had to do a better job of that.
Well, the Bucs got all 31 of their points before the Eagles finally scored in the fourth quarter when the game was well out of reach. Tight end Dallas Goedert explained the little things held them back right from the beginning.
The first drive, you know, is we had a wrong call on a play. There was a little bit of miscommunication throughout some people. You know, it was loud in there. Not everybody was on the same page.
Yeah, that can't happen. Sirianni indicated he feels really good about Jalen Hurts for the future. Hurts said this game doesn't define them, and they'll be back.
And this is a feeling that will kind of simmer in our hearts, for us all. And with the youth on this football team, definitely coming back hungry.
Sirianni says one thing about Hurts, Carroll, but does the front office feel the same way? That's one of the many questions that has to be answered.